And it's time for another MSU Extension update. We welcome in Suzanne Pish from MSU Extension during this fair week. And one of the highlights of the fair for a lot of folks, besides the rides and the animals and seeing their friends, is the fair food.
Yes.
And within that, a lot of folks look forward to it. And, you know, whether it's the elephant ears or the sausage or whatever it might be down there. But there are some ways that you can make some healthy choices, I guess, down at the fair.
Right. And according to Calorie King website, fair food can range from 400 to 1,300 calories, depending on what you choose. So if you're trying to be health conscious and so we have some tips. Don't arrive hungry, just like when you go to the grocery store, you know. Don't go when you're starving so that you're not grazing on food all day. Go early in the morning and you might be less likely to graze on the food all day.
Okay.
Drink lots of water, especially if it's hot. Mm-hmm. And then check out all the offerings first and then choose a few that you, okay, so if you really want an elephant ear, maybe that's what you get. And the other thing is share. So get one elephant ear. You still get to have some, but you're not eating the whole thing.
and sometimes, though, as big as some of those are, it's tough to eat a whole
exactly.
by yourself. So, and you almost waste money if everybody gets one big one.
Yeah.
And you end up having stuff you just throw out anyway.
So get one and share between the family. And you get to taste it and get your fair food fix, but not waste all those calories on that. There are a few healthy options, you know, among the corn dogs and funnel cakes and all those yummy things. But if you look for leaner cuts of meat, like the Philly steaks, but don't put the cheese sauce on it. there's sandwich wraps, there's kebabs, there's even like corn on the cob on the stick. There's like the fruit and the frozen yogurts and the bananas and things like that. Get ice cream, but maybe get a smaller portion. And lemonade, of course. So there's some healthier choices and still get your fair food.
Okay. And a lot of that has to deal, obviously, with those the concession wagons that come in. But there are also the permanent eat stands that are down there, like the 4-H has them and the church in Quincy and the Republicans have. And they have healthy options most times, too, full meals and with fruit and those kinds of things that go along with it, too.
So. Exactly. And it's nice to support the local community.
Yeah. So you can do a little of both. Maybe one night do one and one night do the other.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you have to get a corn dog fixed.
Yeah, at least one.
At least one. And just walk a lot.
Yeah.
To wear it off.
I think it says experts say that a 150-pound person must walk 1 mile to burn off calories from consuming cotton candy.
Okay.
So,
which is easy to do at the fair.
Yeah.
You know, make a couple trips around. So,
yeah.
Make an extra trip through the barns.
Yeah. And come see the 4-H animals.
Yeah. They take care of all that then. A busy week for you guys at MSU Extension down at the fair as well, right?
Yep. Yeah. Because it's kind of the culmination of the year's worth of 4-H meetings and the kids getting ready. So, yeah, come visit the kids and see their 4-H exhibits and the craft barns and the animal barns. And it's kind of their display of what they did for the year.
All right. Enjoy the food, too.
Yes.
Suzanne Pish from MSU Extension with us on this Fair Week edition of our MSU Extension Update, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.